Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good foggy morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Turn on your lights. That way people can see behind you with your taillights being on. Great note from a listener earlier about that, which Mike would, of course, confirm. That's a good safety protocol for all you people with your automatic running lights that are not real lights. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She always joins me on a Thursday morning to preview what's in the paper. And this segment is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction. Lisa Newell, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Why, thank you so much. And yes, it is foggy in Gulf Breeze, too. We do have some great stories this week. You know, there are so many people, so many federal employees in our area who may have missed a paycheck or, you know, are just dealing with probably first time ever food insecurity. And so there is a huge effort to collect food for food pantries. I just heard on the news that they were talking about the Thanksgiving meal that's going to be in Milton in Santa Rosa County, one in Pensacola. But we also are now, we're already shifting gears to trying to collect money for Christmas. And of course, the need is great every week, but you know, they're also looking forward to, you know, a lot of families are also going to need food for Christmas. So they're looking for donations. We have a list of all of the items that you probably can pick up at the dollar store or somewhere that, you know, that you go. And just put those in a bag and then drop them off. There's several locations. One of them is Transformation Church here in South Santa Rosa County, which is also used to be known as Coast Community Church. They have a food bank there. Interfaith Ministries, there's, of course, the Fill the Mayflower is another big one that people can do over at Cordova Mall.
Right, coming up
so
Friday.
So the food need is huge. Yes, that's right. So that's something that we really are keeping an eye on right now. And, of course, with Thanksgiving being next week, you know, it's just a brand new experience for a lot of people who are hardworking and they are, you know, doing everything they can to keep their lights on and water on and everything else. And, you know, you gotta have those things. So food may come last.
Most definitely. And, you know, a lot of the pantries are saying that they're stressed right now. They've had a lot more people coming in and needing food. So, you know, this is the time to be as generous as you possibly can if you have the ability to be generous. The city of Milton has ordered a study of school speed zone violations. The county is going to have a public hearing on whether to give an ordinance to permit the schools to have speed zone cameras, right?
That's right. You know, in Gulf Breeze, we do have speed. We do have cameras in the city of Gulf Breeze. But now the county is looking at doing it as well. And one of the reasons is they say that, you know, they do have cruisers parked there to try to remind people. But as people know, a lot of people do not slow down. And the cruisers can't really leave and pursue those speeders. And some of them are habitual. Some people do it every morning. So what they're going to do is they're talking about installing cameras that will give these people a traffic ticket. So hopefully that will reduce the likelihood that a child will be injured. So
yeah, that's the idea. And we'll see. You know, like I said,
yeah,
they're going to have a public hearing at the Board of County Commission meeting. But, you know, it seemed likely that they were all in favor of it. So I'm expecting that that will pass. Interesting bill at the legislature again this year to reinforce the value of cursive and to mandate proficiency testing for it, right?
Yes, there's a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate that would introduce cursive writing as a mandate for students in second through fifth grades, and you'd have to be proficient in the fifth grade. But one thing that strikes me about this is some of the parents of these children never learned cursive.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of interesting, but I know when, like, my son was one of the ones who never learned cursive, and when he would have to go sign a document with his name, it was sort of a panic. You know, how do you make an H? You know, how do you do that? So, you had to learn, like, on the fly. But I think that this is probably something that will pass. It looks like there's a lot of support for it for many, many reasons. And so it looks like, you know, we're going to all have to readjust to kids learning cursive.
Yeah, this is it's interesting because they have to learn it now, but there's no like requirement for the testing. So it's what qualifies as learning it. And I think you could probably sell it. You may have said it the right way. This is the way you sell it to the kids by saying this is the secret language you can communicate to each other with that your parents won't be able to read. And maybe you can have a secret communication with grandma also if that happens to apply to them.
Right.
Let's see. Cameras up at Mariner's Landing for more security, right?
Well, it's right. Mariner's Landing is what they call the area beneath the bridge, right there at the foot of the bridge in Gulf Breeze. It's a really big area that's got a boat dock, and you can fish there, and it's really a cool place. But they did discover that they had some blind spots with the cameras, and they do have some people congregating there at night. So they have now installed new cameras there. So if you're thinking of going and doing anything you shouldn't be doing, just know that you'll be on camera.
Yeah, and we're talking to Sam Abel, and she's like, the problems we were having have completely gone away because of the cameras. So that's actually really good news. Also, the All I Want for Christmas is Coming and the Thanksgiving issue, right?
No, it's going to be in December. So we're looking forward to that because we're going to be going to the local schools and getting the pictures of the kids who have lost their two front teeth, mm-hmm. and they're going to be asking Santa for them. We do this every year. We've been doing it for about 25 years, and it is something that everyone looks forward to, and the kids are already, you know, trying to see if their teeth are wiggly and wobbly. They can pull them out. So we're looking forward to that. Of course, sponsors are also welcome on that page because it is a keepsake, and I think people really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think those pictures are super adorable. All right, Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday. She always joins me on Thursday morning to preview a little bit. Lisa, thanks for all the great information. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, did I miss? Oh, sorry. PJ's got traffic on the 5.
Traffic's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, serving Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Still looking at that vehicle crash, Old Baghdad Road and Rice Road in Milton. Police are still on site investigating that crash scene. Also, vehicle crash at Tower Ridge and Woodbine, or at Woodbrook, rather. Use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries, Pine Forest at Godwin Lane. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that, so use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Gary, you've got to take the stage.
No, I can't upstage Alec Baldwin. He's the best actor in the world.
You have to try. I'm not that good.
Good morning, 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Thursday to you. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David is listening to Mike Wood, so we'll get him in just a second. Hey, David. He's always doing things over there.
I am so sorry, Andrew.
No, it's fine. Listen to Mike Wood. That's a good thing to listen to, so I appreciate that. What's going on in the newsroom this morning, sir?
Well, President Trump will be welcoming 20 hostages released by Hamas last month to the White House today. The hostages were released as part of the ceasefire deal brokered with Israel. Trump has wanted to meet with the hostages since they were released, but their medical conditions had to be addressed first. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral is happening today in Washington, D.C. He passed away earlier this month at 84. Former President George W. Bush is expected to deliver some remarks at that service. And a new AI-powered feature being rolled out by Amazon Prime Video. The tool is known as Video Recaps. Apparently, it uses generative AI to recall a show's most important plot points and creates a visual summary for the viewer. Each recap has synchronized narration, dialogue, and music.
So this is like Reader's Digest Netflix style.
Yes.
Because what I wonder is,
it seems odd.
It's kind of like the, you know, previously on 24, that kind of thing, or Stranger Things, or, you know, House
right.
of Games or whatever. So it could be useful for if they don't provide one of those and you want to catch other stuff. But it sounds like it's a shortened version of it if you want to, you don't want to watch the show, but you just want to kind of see some of it. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what it turns out. You know?
The generative AI portion of it just seems a little odd. So we'll see. I guess what that.
I would wonder whether it's the kind of thing where if you have seen a show one time, if this would be your way to go back and watch it again, you know, condensed.
Possibly.
I don't know. I'm curious to see what the product looks like.
AI's taking over the world.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. A couple of interesting notes military-wise. One is, you know, we've talked quite a bit about the lawfulness or non-lawfulness of the strikes against the Venezuelan drug-running boats. Even assuming that they are, which that's part of the problem is how do we know that they are, but even assuming that they are. Well, the Coast Guard and an admiral, Coast Guard admiral has come out with a statement about this, talked about this. U.S. Coast Guard on Wednesday offloaded a 50,000-pound haul of cocaine worth more than, well, I mean, these numbers, $360 million, bringing it at Port Everglades in South Florida. David's kind of mentioned this throughout the morning. Most cocaine ever seized by a single cutter in one deployment, so business is good, Admiral Nathan Moore, commander of the Coast Guard Atlantic Area, said. But despite recent U.S. air and missile strikes on what the Trump administration claims are cartel smuggling drug boats, the Coast Guard, he says, has not seen any noticeable difference in the flow of cocaine. Quote, I would just tell you the drugs you see here on the cutter stone, most have been seized in September, October, and then even early in the month of November. So business is good for us. We're continuing to enjoy success. DEA Administrator Terry Cole says the strikes are having a measurable impact. I always wonder whether, you know, closer you get to the person ordering the policy, how much of the facts you have to tailor to appease the person making the policy. You know, the Coast Guard Admiral says it's not making any difference. I mean, making a difference, but not making a difference at the same time. The DEA enforcement administrator, or DEA administrator, says, oh, no, it's really working. He says, you're starting to see the rise in the price of cocaine. Man, I better get mine now. Cocaine. Sorry. Everybody's dealing with inflation, you know. Cocaine is getting more expensive, and I think what it is, not only more expensive in the U.S., but we're seeing it become more expensive at first stops. So more expensive in Puerto Rico, more expensive in the Dominican, more expensive once it lands in Guatemala and Honduras and Central America. The whole supply chain, you might say. Cole says the DEA has seen an increase in the price of cocaine, 30-45% per kilogram. It's now more expensive to recruit boat captains, for what would seem like obvious reasons. It's more expensive to purchase engines. It's more expensive to purchase larger boats for transportation, and all due to the immense pressure that they're bringing. Let's see. Traffic on the fives. PJ has got an update for us. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, Pine Forest Road at Godwin Lane. Saying there's a roadblock associated with that. It's also impacting traffic on Mobile Highway. A vehicle crash at Tower Ridge Road and Woodbrook Road in Pensacola. Let's see here. Also, traffic continues to run heavy. U.S. 98 right near the Naval Live Oaks area, so be aware of that. Finally, a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. I'm PJ with your traffic with the fives.
Traffic with the fives?
On the fives with the fives.
You're doing great, by the way. Sitting in for John Pickens, who will be back on Monday, I think, right? He'll be back Monday? Right. All right. What was I going to tell you? Oh, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, obviously want to get a good realtor who knows the terrain, and Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty do. They sell about 3 to 4 homes a week. So 165 last year, 175 the year before that when the market was hot and easy. A couple of years ago, over 200 homes a year. But it's harder now. And I mean, not hard per se, but they're doing a very effective job. And the point is, you want to get somebody who really knows what they're doing, has experience, and can tell you because how to price it, stage it, list it, you know, do the open house, what you can and can't negotiate on, what you need to say yes to, what you don't have to say yes to. Those are all elements of knowledge that come from experience, and experience comes from repetitions. And, you know, 3 to 4 weeks is a lot of repetitions. One of the things Christina told me lately is they're dealing with people who have had other realtors previously and couldn't sell a house. Multiple other realtors, even as many as 5. And I just can't wrap my brain around the anxiety and stress and frustration and just anger, honestly, that you would have if you have to go through 5 realtors before you get your house sold. And she's like, they bring it to us, we get their house sold, it's no big deal. But so give them a call, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. And you'd not have to wait until they're your 6th realtor. You can call them long before that. Other military notes, just because I thought they were kind of interesting, and I usually pay extra attention to military stuff because we're a military town. The SEALs, Navy SEALs, want to start a 10-day course to learn drone warfare. Naval Special Warfare Command is beginning a 10-day, or looking to launch, sorry, they're into procurement phase right now, a 10-day school to teach troops how to build and fly first-person VONES, FPV they call them, repair and put operators through a final field exam with them. The proposal on a contracting website for the SEALs is looking for a civilian contractor to develop a new 10-day course that will include 35 hours of training, 5 hours of hands-on drone building, and 40 hours of actual flying. Ooh, I should give Pelican Drones a call. They may already know about this, though. Maybe they could run the course. I don't know. Meanwhile, the Army is building, did you see this? 1 million drones? Oh, yeah. People are paying attention to Ukraine. The Army is going to buy 1 million drones over the next 2 to 3 years and step up its capacity to keep soldiers outfitted with millions more drones in the years to come. Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll outlined the acquisition plan to Reuters a couple of weeks ago. They currently purchase about 50,000 a year. So this is a slight ramp up. But the new order covers the next 3 years would be 20 times as much. And, of course, one of the issues that I've been made aware of is that the drones that are going to become illegal, DJI, I think it is the Chinese ones. The problem is they're cheaper and better, and a lot of the American drone manufacturing just does not have the capacity at the moment. So I wonder, how is that going to affect the ability of, you know, private individuals to acquire drones, use drones, whatnot? Maybe it'll be a renaissance in the production of drones domestically. One can only hope. Another very interesting military note, that especially because we're a naval aviation town. So Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, you know, all pilots come through here in one way or another. All the helos get trained at Naval Air Station Whiting Field. We train Air Force backseaters here. You know, we have an Army contingent on the base. I mean, we have lots of, like, presence here. But the information, the Pentagon data shows that the number of Class A mishaps, which is the big, that's like the plane was lost or the person died or both. The number of Class A mishaps per 100,000 flight hours, which is your standard metric, rose from 2020 to 2024, went from 1.3 per 100,000 to 2.02 per 100,000. That is a dramatic uptick. And this actually comes from somebody, if you're a conservative, you might not, you know, this might not seem like the person you learn stuff like this from, but Senator Elizabeth Warren, you know, from Massachusetts, is the office who requested this information. And Defense One is the one publishing the data. About 4,200 Class A mishaps over the full budget years of those 2020 through 2024 led to 90 deaths, just shy of 90 aircraft destroyed, $9 billion in damages. And this is a big increase in risk. This is a problem. The Navy is the only one that hasn't seen a dramatic uptick. The Marines have a really high risk. It went from 1.33 to 3.91 for Class A mishaps. That's a huge number. 3.91. Of course, a lot of this is connected with the Osprey troubles. Okay, the Air Force went up significantly. The Navy had peaked previously and gone down a little bit. But still, major concern for our aviators.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The first check of America's economic pulse since the government shutdown, very strong. The Labor Department's September jobs report finds 119,000 jobs added, more than double the 50,000 expected, with wage growth higher than inflation. Markets going green, while the latest Fox poll shows 40% of voters rate their personal finances excellent to good, 60% say fair to poor. Walmart reporting sales up with more customers making over $100,000 a year, but lower and middle income people pulling back. President Trump has signed legislation ordering the Justice Department to release the files related to sex offender, financier Jeffrey Epstein, no matter who may be implicated. Country Music Awards in Nashville. Vocal Group of the Year, Red Clay Strays, courtesy ABC and CMA with People Hatin'. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Still foggy at 62 degrees. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Florida Power and Light will be back before state regulators today. The Florida Public Service Commission is considering FPL's settlement agreement tied to its proposed rate hike. The utility originally asked for a $10 billion increase over 4 years to strengthen its electrical grid and handle more customers. FPL revised that last August. 2 weeks of hearings wrapped up back in October. Both sides had made their arguments. A decision on the settlement could come sometime soon. The potential relocation of the 492nd Special Operations Wing would affect hundreds of service members and their families here in Northwest Florida. Congressman Jimmy Patrona says that's one critical factor that's being overlooked in the decision to move them to Arizona.
This was a Biden-era decision back in 2023. And what I'm questioning is a Biden era decision back with a totally different global environment that we have right now. Is this the right decision?
Patrona says that they're highly trained special operations personnel, but they also have established lives, homes, and community connections here in our area. Local leaders say moving them across the country does create a significant disruption. Patronus also says the move doesn't just impact those families. It doesn't make strategic sense, he says, with growing tensions in the Caribbean. He's asking the Air Force to provide explanations and to consider other options. He says he's focused on getting answers and transparency. Well, here's a change you might notice at ECUA starting on January 1st. They won't be able to give you pennies back as change. The utility's banking partners say they can't guarantee penny orders because the government, well, isn't producing pennies anymore. Director of Finance Justin Smith says this will affect less than 2% of their customers, but that is still a couple thousand people a month that pay their bill in cash. He says if you're owed pennies and change, ECUA will credit that amount to your next bill. The utility says you can avoid that entirely by paying online, paying by check, or paying by phone. Now, Feeding the Gulf Coast is partnering to help feed families here in our area. Their big event, giveaway event happening next week.
Feeding the Gulf Coast will give Thanksgiving meals to 1,000 families. 500 in Santa Rosa, 500 in Escambia. The event takes place next Tuesday, November 25th. Meals are first come, first served at Gracie Milton Community Center and Echo Life Church in Pensacola on North Davis Highway. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Florida drivers need to be extra careful this holiday season. There's a new study out showing Florida ranks 25th nationally for pedestrian fatalities during November and December, with 20% of the state's pedestrian deaths happening in those 2 months. Nationally, the danger even more severe in northern states like New Hampshire, where nearly 1 in 3 pedestrian deaths happen during the holidays. Experts say shorter days and extended darkness are the key factors. 3/4 of all pedestrian fatalities happen after dark. They're urging states to invest in better street lighting and calling on drivers, of course, to stay alert during the busy, darker months. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, looking at our traffic on the fives. It's PJ.
Traffic's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, Pine Forest at Godwin. There's a roadblock associated with that. It's also impacting traffic on Mobile Highway as well. A vehicle crash at Tower Ridge Road and Woodbrook Road in Pensacola, so use caution through that area. Traffic continues to run heavy, U.S. 98 through the Naval Live Oaks area. Finally, there is a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Things are improving slightly outside, but use those headlights. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Dense fog advisory through the morning hours. We should be seeing fog clear out as we go into the late morning. High this afternoon near 76 degrees near partly cloudy skies. Going overnight tonight, fog could redevelop. Dense fog possible as we go into your Friday morning. Temperatures tonight near 62 degrees. Friday afternoon, 78 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower on Friday afternoon. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 62. It's still a very foggy morning. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now this hour. Taking a look at our markets on the opening bell. The market's reacting to the September jobs report, which we'll get to here in just a minute. But the Dow opening up 1.3% at 46,763. S&P up 1.6% at 67.50-64. NASDAQ up just over 2% at 23.36-265. That 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.10% today. Gold prices up 10 cents at $4,082.90. Silver down about 7 cents right now at 50.78. And crypto up across the board. Bitcoin up over 2150 at 91,355.98. Ethereum's up 8364 at 3,162. Rest of the crypto market is up as well, with gains of right around 6% for most of the cryptocurrencies that I'm seeing. The U.S. economy added more jobs than expected for September. That's according to this Bureau of Labor Statistics report released this morning, which showed about 119,000 jobs added. That's up from 4,000 that were lost in August. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also said the unemployment rate came in at around 4.4%, the highest it's been since October of 2021. Walmart raising its revenue outlook for the year after a strong third quarter earnings report. Revenue for the quarter was up about 6% over last year at $179.5 billion. The retail giant saw double-digit growth in e-commerce. They also say they're moving its stock listing from the New York Stock Exchange to NASDAQ next month. The U.S. authorizing the export of advanced artificial intelligence chips to companies in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The Commerce Department making that announcement yesterday after President Trump met with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum in Washington. The department says the companies have been approved to purchase the equivalent of 35,000 NVIDIA Blackwell chips for new data centers in the Arab countries. 8:38, your next news in 30 minutes in breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday evening, join in downtown Pensacola for another gallery night. It's always a night of great friends, food, music, and fun. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today is officially National Name Your Computer Day. I know. There's all kinds of days for all kinds of crazy things. So my question is, do you have a name for your computer? And, you know, what do you and don't you have names for? Obviously, the most common thing that people are going to name a thing they own, typically they name what? The car, right? Do you have a name for your car? Do you have a name for your computer, your laptop? I don't know. Do you name your phone, your television, your electric skillet? Like, maybe you're a proliferate name giver. Or maybe, like me, I had one car that had a name years ago. You know, Bessie was my mom's car, and it pained me when she sold it when I was not there. And, you know, because I was attached to that station wagon. It was one of those old Vista Cruiser types, aww, you know, with the wood paneling and everything.
Much trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of trauma in there. You know, my mom ever did, like, three things wrong, and that's one of them. Anyway, 437-1620. What do you name? What don't you name? What I don't know. What's the weirdest thing maybe you have a name for? But do you have a name for your computer? So, PJ,
really,
first up.
I really don't. If I call it anything, I might call it HAL from time to time.
Do you? Okay, when it's being Space bad Odyssey, or seems to be doing stuff on its own.
Yeah.
Does the computer get your jab? Does it get the joke? Does it know you're mocking it?
No, it doesn't.
All right. You can call it the Whopper, you know, for the big computer. You're looking at me like you don't know the computer from War Games. Okay, anyway, Meg, 437-1620, what's the weirdest thing you have a name for? Or your computer. Do you name your computer?
I've called my computer names. I'm with PJ.
That's not the same.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Those are universal names for anything that's an object of derision.
I've called my car the same names.
I can think
but
of lots
Dad,
of things.
I'm Jesus Christ.
I've got lots of. That's the Bill Cosby
yeah,
routine, right?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
years, he thought his name
I can't
was.
Can't say the other part of that. Yeah, name, yeah. Right? The other part of that.
Okay. let's see. No, I don't. I guess I'm not really. I don't. I'm sitting here thinking. I've never thought about this before, which is usually how I feel about every frivolous question.
Yay! We're doing intellectual archaeology on every part
yes,
of your life, right?
Yes, I know. But I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think I do.
Okay.
I guess I live in a world of anonymity.
Okay. Or you're just not creative.
No. Sorry. I'm not giving you that one.
So
I'm very creative.
I know you are. That's why I say it.
But
it's a joke.
Not about naming my computer.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm a big fan of names and creativity, and, you know, we bike a lot, and so I see all the street names,
uh-huh.
and I think, man, y'all could have done a lot better with that one.
That's true.
Or, you know, neighborhoods. I mean, you could have neighborhoods based on, I don't know, Greek
Why
gods or
like
literature myths. Or
Willow
so,
Wood. It's always
yeah,
about trees.
They're so boring. I mean, they're so boring, so, and sometimes it's super boring. It's A Street, you know? Like,
You couldn't do better than
we
that?
We can do
the
a
alphabet?
Lot better than that.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
I agree.
As a guy who believes in naming things and mm-hmm. making life interesting— I find myself completely boring on this front too. I don't have a name for my laptop. I don't
really
have but I also kind of wonder where people draw the line. Like, if you name your computer, do you name your phone?
Well, if a person's naming their computer, then they're probably naming their TV,
I wonder,
their toaster,
though,
smart
refrigerator.
Exactly. That's
you know,
what I'm thinking. That's a person that would go down that lane.
Donovan's acting up again. What do you mean? I can't change the channels anymore. Like, you know.
Yeah, see, that's like. That's
do
just,
you also, is it like Donovan is the TV screen and then like Billy Bob is the remote?
Yeah, no.
You know, Billy Bob needs batteries. Like.
I think that's weird, but okay.
Doesn't it sound like more of a fun environment?
See, now what I do love, though, on a sort of a different track are nicknames.
Yeah.
Now with friends, I love nicknames. We have a group of friends, and there's a lot of Patties in the group. So we have Red Hair Patty, Little Patty.
Okay.
We have different like little
Did
nicknames.
You just snort?
No.
You did.
No, that was PJ.
No, you did it.
It was PJ.
Stop snorting.
My mic wasn't on.
Well, oh, stop.
Well, based on a story you ran earlier, the price of cocaine has gone up significantly. So PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ.
I-10 and 110 both looking good right now. Traffic continues to run heavy. US 98 right by the Naval Live Oaks area. Also, a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Use those headlights. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need to repair a roof or replace a roof or you're not sure which one it is, or weather. You know, hey, give Quality Roofing Solutions a call. They're really good at this. They've done 10,000 roofs in the last 19 years. Since 2006, Brian Ward started the company. A great local company, a 4.9 rating on Google. So, you know, they do outstanding work. Lifetime warranty on the roof. That's something they just started doing in the last couple of months. They take a lot of photos. They create a digital archive for you so that you know before, during, and after what was done. That way, if you have to make a claim, you have the evidence. You don't have to store it yourself. You know, they'll take care of that, store it on the cloud, so all available for you. They'll talk to you like a person. They'll return your call. And they just do all kinds of things logistically to keep costs down and make sure they're giving you the exact best deal that you can possibly get. They know roofs are expensive. They know it's a big deal. But they also know that they can certainly give you a good quality one at a great price and maybe even save you money on things like your insurance rate, potentially. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, do you have names for things like your toaster or it's National Name Your Computer Day? Do you name your computer? Do you name your laptop? What don't you name? I imagine there are some people, everything in your house has a name. And I love that. I think that's kind of cool. Then, you know, when it comes time to replace, is it harder to replace, like, you know, Bob the TV? I mean,
I was just thinking people name boats, but
right?
We don't name cars.
Well, they name cars.
Sort of.
But they don't put
the name
different.
On the car.
Right. You don't put, you know, Evening in Paradise on the bumper of your Honda, you know, like
that's
you would
what I'm saying.
For a boat.
But when you think about it, why not?
I mean,
if we're doing boats, why would we not do cars? No,
I totally agree with you. And the names are different, too, because the names on boats are often phrases.
Evening in Paradise.
Right.
And
whereas the name on a car,
Frisky
if you have
girl.
A name for your car, it's usually just a first name of some kind. It's
right.
Charlene or something like that.
Chuck.
Chuck. Okay, could be. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just...
the car doesn't have to be a female. I mean, it's typical, but it doesn't have to be. 437-1620. Let's look at some of these texts. My computer's name is Primal Pain.
See?
Oh, no, that's... Primal Pain in my exclamation mark, as in we're leaving out a name. I don't name my objects. My daughter does name her cars. I don't know where she got it from. Somebody here says, I have an AR-15 named Susu Studio.
Oh, my God. That's kind of scary.
That makes sense, though. If you have enough guns or enough interesting ones, you might name them to keep them distinct from each other. My guitar's name is Laura. Named for Laura Sapp, who taught me to love music. Oh, that's cool.
See, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you know,
a dedication.
I bet people have a lot of different, they may not name a lot of things, but they have probably a thing or two that's interestingly named. I have a name. Somebody else writes, I have a name for my computer, but you would run afoul of the FCC if you broadcast it.
Join the club.
I suppose some people, like, we don't even rename our Wi-Fi system. You know, like, we just kind of take whatever came with. Oh, no. No, I did rename it. That's funny. We did rename our Wi-Fi. So that's something that some people like to do.
Mine is set up something.
Yeah. Some people like numbers. To name it as obnoxious names or things like, you know, FBI Van 3. So, you know, it's kind of humorous. Mm-hmm. Somebody says they named their AI voice. Well, what though? You got to tell. Well,
Siri, you've got Siri and Alexa and all that stuff. I mean.
So this is a joke that goes back to a previous conversation. Somebody texts in. They're texting John because they didn't realize PJ is here today. That, tell Andrew to name his computer Detroit because that's how John says.
How you say it.
Let's see. 437-1620. The ice maker on my mom's refrigerator groans and my sister calls her Mona.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's good.
That's great. Oh, my goodness. I love that. I named my Roomba Alfred the Butler. Where the hell did Alfred run off to again?
Yes.
My wife bought a, this is all on her, okay? She bought, I don't think it's a Roomba brand, but it is one of the roving automated, you know, circular vacuum things. Mm-hmm. And she calls it Grandpa.
Oh.
Because Grandpa's always sort of slowly moving around and bumping into things.
That's not nice. Aw.
Well, look, I married her because she was beautiful and smart and sarcastic. And so, you know, we get along well.
She and I have more in common. Trust me.
That's our love language is sarcasm and being mean. Let's see. My brother's buddy in high school had a car named Baby. He even painted a diaper on it for fun.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. My yard is named Pea Patch. P-E-A-P-A-T-C-H. Lawnmower named Little Green Pea. Camper is named Peapod. Our family nicknamed is Three Peas in a Pot. Oh, that's kind of cute.
Cute.
I named my robot vacuum Xavier, or expressed Xavier, I guess is they said they've spelled it out for me. So I appreciate that. By the way, first time texter. Thank you. Love to hear from people for the first time. My 6-year-old neighbor randomly named our robot vacuum Carl Jones, and so now our electric housekeeper is Carl Jones. I don't know what that means. My computer's always been named Hal. I did name my computer, somebody says. Oh, my goodness, all these people. I name Christmas tree ornaments that my grandchildren bring back from countries they visited because they're usually animals and they're native to the country.
Wow.
Wow, that is, I mean, that's a lot neat. Of work. But, you know, hey, put Hector the giraffe back up, right? Stop playing with Jasmine, the manatee. I don't name things, but my high school electronics instructor did have a yardstick labeled student attitude adjustment tool. That's more of a title, you know, than a name. I named my car unsinkable the fourth after I tragically lost my boat. Cars Maggie May or Mags for short. A friend's concealed carry weapon is surely, for the scripture that says surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Guys are the best. I love the creativity. That's great. 852 on News Radio 92.3. So that's your question of the day. You can ask your coworker. Do you name your car? Do you name your computer? Do you name your concealed carry? I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming,
At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit? Oh, your buddy!
You know it's been a long, long road since I packed up and left on my own. And I carry a heavy load just trying to get back to a heart.
Good morning, 8:55. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Still foggy. Have your lights on. Very simple. Don't get hit from behind because somebody couldn't see your taillights. PJ is sitting in for John Pickens this morning with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Highway 90 clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring or you just have questions about Medicare, give my good friend Ricky Stewart a call. I've known her forever. She's great. And her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does is she helps people get converted onto Medicare and help them understand their benefits and answer your questions. And she's not just there for when you sign up, like just at open enrollment time, but all year round. She does all these seminars and all these get-togethers and, you know, all kinds of stuff just to make sure people understand. And if you have a question about prescription drugs or your benefits or Advantage or supplement or what is Medicaid, does it apply to me, you know, all, whatever, she knows. And she knows not everybody understands this stuff real well, and she's just there to talk with you and, you know, help you understand it. So many listeners have given her a call and worked it out with her. 341, if I was retiring or turning 64, I would definitely do the same thing. 341-2185. Look her up online at Insured by Ricky, R-I-C-K. KI.com, Ricky Stewart Insurance. So earlier in the day, we talked a little bit about this kind of ongoing real controversy over customary use and whether people who do not own the beachfront property on Perdido Key should have access to use the dry sand above the waterline. Charles Kirkpatrick.
It was also mentioned that maybe...
Krupnik, excuse me. I don't know why I said his name wrong.
It was also mentioned that maybe 85% or so of Escambia County people want customary use on Perdido Key beaches. I don't know where that number came from, but maybe it's correct. The result would surely be different if people were asked whether it was okay for the government to grant public access to their private property. If the county wants to make Perdido Key beaches public, it should purchase the land. Otherwise, our owners would be given up a great deal without compensation.
You know, that's a good point that if you do not really own, in a privatized, stay off of it sort of sense, the sand all the way to the waterline, then you own less property. Should you have to pay less property tax? Is your home worth less because of that? You know, people certainly buy expecting to have it. And I think that the property owners have a pretty good argument to make in the sense that, you know, there was a time when nobody even owned property out there and they basically had to try to incentivize people to go to both of the beaches, right, to build property. And, you know, of course, on Pensacola Beach, it's all public. You know, the sand close to the waterline is all public. Basically, the water to the dunes is all public. Whereas on Perdido Key, no, it's privately owned. Now, you do have that one stretch of it where there's a 75-foot public easement that's now available. That was also part of the original language, but not every part of Perdido Key is like that. So they're having this struggle because, on the one hand, people expect to be able to go to the beach if they always have. On the other hand, people that own the property And if they're creating trouble, you know, if they're a nuisance, if the public is a nuisance, and they're leaving trash and they're, you know, leaving holes that interfere with the turtles and, you know, making noise, then, well, yeah, I mean, Charles is right. And other people who spoke at the commission meeting are right that you wouldn't want the public traipsing through your backyard or, you know, setting up lawn chairs in your backyard to get a tan. Why is it different when it happens to be the beach? Well, the answer is it's different because it's different, because people have gotten customary use. They've been accustomed to being able to use it a certain way. And, you know, waterfront is a little bit different in our imagination. So it just, you know, this is not an easy issue to solve. Okay. Steve Huggins was one of the people who spoke.
I went down to the National Seashore and talked to the ranger down there. He said there is 6 miles of, you know, public beach down there. Then you have the state park, and you have the public accesses.
And there's lots of places for people to go. We could maybe transfer some property from the state. I don't think it's likely. They talked about transferring Johnson Beach over to county control. I don't think that's going to happen either. Plus, how would we maintain it? That's going to be very expensive for the county to take on. They're going to do a committee of the whole meeting to talk about this. This is a pressing issue where everybody cannot win because the desires are incompatible.
Local news every hour.